Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Chicago bringing us back. Congratulate them on just being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Can't even understand why it took so long. And the Steve Miller Band went with them. That was a great show. If you get a chance to see that, I encourage you to check that out. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. And I'd like to encourage you to check out my websites if you haven't already. We built them just for you. They're all free. Everything we have there, except for the books. We ask you to pay for the books. But if you just can't afford to buy the book, you can read a whole lot of what's in the book on my website. At smallbusinessadvocate.com, and there's actually a whole section there on that, I'm trying to do what we can to help you out, and then of course on the book page, ageofthecustomer.com, that's where you can find out how to buy the book, and there's some good stuff there too. There's some videos there that will help you a little bit, I think, too, so check that out. You know, folks, once a week we poll you on our online poll about various issues, and I'd like to report on the results of those at the next week. And this last week, we asked you this question. The first quarter GDP was just adjusted to a measly 0.5%, 0.5% GDP growth in the first quarter of 2016. How about that, folks? Pretty sad. But I said, how did this compare to your first quarter sales? Well, 23% said that you did that much or better. Almost a fourth. Almost a third of you said that your fourth quarter was better than that, but not was good, but not great. And then a little more than a fourth of you said that was pretty close to what your quarter looked like, meaning just barely above zero. And then almost a fifth of you said that your sales didn't even grow that much. You were actually closer to zero. So this, if when I look at that, after almost 8 years since the financial crisis of 08, three-fourths of our small businesses are still struggling to gain expansion traction from the economy. Now, when I use the word expansion, when I differentiate between recovery and expansion, recovery is just going positive. When you get two quarters in a row that are negative, that's a technical recession. If you come out of that and start posting positive quarters of expansion of economic growth, well, that's a recovery. You've recovered from the negative quarters. But there's no number there. It could be, you know, 0.2 or 3 or whatever percent. That would qualify as a recovery. An expansion, to me, is the term I use to talk about when we get back to where we ought to be, which, in my opinion, is a minimum of 3% growth. That would be an expansion. And, folks, we've never been there in a year. In 8 years, we have not been. And we have not achieved expansion level, expansion traction in this economy, and so small business owners are tracking the reports that I'm getting, and the reports that I'm doing with Bill Dunkelberg, the NFIB's index of small business economics. It shows that's a 43-year-old gold standard, by the way. Bill's survey, his highly scientific survey, tracks right alongside my unscientific online poll. It's astonishing how closely, and I'm not trying to compare what I do to him, because it can't be compared, but our numbers are pretty darn close. And so, it's to me, this is why I keep hammering Washington. This is why I keep hammering President Obama and his administration about their policies that are hurting the economy. Between the political class in Washington, more specifically the Obama administration, and Wall Street, failing to invest in the economy, finding non-economic ways to grow their share price, is preventing us from having an expansion. And the tale is being told every day out here on Main Street. And it's really sad. We're literally, my friends, we're literally 2 years away from what I'm calling a lost decade. We're experiencing the kind of growth that Europe thinks is okay. Well, you know what? I'm an American business owner. I don't think it's okay. I don't think you do either. And unfortunately, though, folks, the next year, the rest of this year, maybe early next year, is going to be as challenging as the past eight. But hopefully, next year, we can get some policy relief that gets the government out of our way of doing business, especially tax reform and regulatory reform. In the meantime, I'm going to be thinking about that when I vote this November. How about you? I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
But when you're walking down that street, and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.